Get your audio moo in early. Yes, that's what I feel like doing. I feel like getting it in early, and I feel like doing it in the form of a early morning or very late night intimate message to a tiny gathering in a room. The room is got a name on the door, and it's called Ernmander's Hideaway. It's where Ernmander has decided to hide away in public during the month of November. And in this place, I've been dwelling for the last few hours, and during the last few hours I've been listening to the chatter of people in Ernie's tent. So I'd just like to speak privately and quietly to a few of you before I go to bed very early in the morning. And Ernie, of course, was rushing to assure us that he had actually made an audio mo, even though he didn't appear to have done so. I have been in touch with the hummingbird, I'll call him, Nick Holloway Vox. I found a number of people during the day talking about a moment or a minute in time, which R.J. Nett and Robert there was building a community movement, really. And that's fascinating, effort to get away from ownership of, the distraction of ownership of an idea, to try to build up a community to make something happen around the world. And the wonderful Dean Reed, our historian, our man with an eye for history and steam trains and stuff, he was out there doing his stuff. And did I mention Catkin 100? Did I mention Catkin 100? I must mention Catkin 100. Such a tremendous voice there. And then, of course, there was a tired man about to go home, Mark O'Mahony, same namesake as myself, really, pronounces it differently, but same name. He was about to drive from Cork to Kilkenny, and I even had to pour ice on the windscreen of his car. We had Simon, SM2N, getting blown up by fireworks, and stuff like that. We had a wonderful voice of Braille Snail. You know, it was quite an interesting evening, and documentally weighed in with thoughts about his own diary. That got me. I even listened to Jane Boyd over in Vancouver recording the sound of her ambulances. I don't know if she set fire to a house in order to get the ambulance to come or not, but certainly got an interesting bit of sound there. Yeah, it was, what else do I remember really about the last few hours talking about or listening to, not just Ernmander's stuff really, but other people's stuff too. Morning Song is very interesting. Morning Song came up with an idea for everybody saying what they're thankful for. Reminded me of another project where a whole lot of us are trying to record the voice of people saying what makes them happy. Everybody from 0 to 100. Anyway, that's a little project there. Top Gold is, you know, they're passing the information about technical things, how Audible really works behind the scenes and what happens. And then there's that great, great, hardly retiring voice from Bosnia, the DFB, yeah, MBE, had a frustrating day. Poor man, he did. It was good to tell us about it, though. It was really good. Soul Cruiser into musical influences. Yeah, it was really. And then Dave 728 NC telling me about books, and two of them on the same one. Man and a woman talking about books I'd never read. Lots of stuff about science fiction going on here. And then the star, Mia, Bernie Goldback's daughter, recording music for her mum. I mean, that was something. But here was a real treasure. I have recorded Ozymandias by Shelley. History Needs You. Remarkable voice. Absolutely. Fireman Rich. Oh my goodness, what a guy over there in New York. All about people making ums and ahs in their audio booths, yeah. I mean, how was I to decide what to do? And then we got to the most poignant, really, and most brutally humanly honest Ian Cath in Australia, forgetting how to socialize. I mean, that was really honest stuff about the difficulties of working too many long hours and getting cut off from people. Yeah. I have to say RJNet really did get to me today, made me really want to collaborate with him, something about him. And then we have my great friend, I better declare an interest in this, Roger Overall, putting together powerful stuff about the dangers of not having good enough broadband, how it's going to cause massive problems in Ireland. What else can I tell you about this, you know? Really big bit of value there from Simon SM2N about the death of the album. He's a musician and he can speak with insider information about that. So, I mean, this has been a few hours of listening, really, and Jane Boyd there with her mouth getting less and less numb, but audio book failing to pick up the fact that the woman was, half of her face was unable to move in the usual flexibility. The woman who's capable of conducting 45 conversations on, and with very interesting people, you know, sitting there making audio boo. Half dumb, I nearly said half numb. Sorry, I meant the oh God. Dolores. Oh, Dolores. I'm going to stop after Dolores. Not that I want to stop, but it's just good enough. Dolores is the most wonderful employee of Audio Boo. And as she said herself, she doesn't feel like an employee at all. She sounds like a mad raving, you know, fan of the company, using it and going out there and exemplifying, you know, what it's like to be just a decent human being who's very excited and positive about stuff. So that's been my last few hours, really. Yeah, that was, by the way, back to Dolores. She talks about audio boot towers. Really reminds me a bit about my own business. And then we got Pilgrim Chris sounding, you know, sounding nice and soft, actually. And sounding as if he's spreading generosity around a bit today with his stuff about Audio Mo and building up a community using audio. Oh, yeah, it was very good to listen to, and glad I didn't stop actually with Dolores a few minutes ago, because I now get to, you know, the man who seems to attract more dialogue on his audio booze than most people, really. Thoughts on the month ahead, that's McColgan, the Scottish guy who's, you know, makes a virtue of things like indecision and how can I make up my mind, and that attracts people, you know. People who can't make up their mind are more attractive than people who have decisive minds. I think so. And then we get to a fine, fine piece by Christian Payne documentally about the world of books and publishing. You know, that really is well worth it. Well, for somebody who's the grandson of a bookseller. His brother owns bookshops and stuff like that. Very, very interesting to hear his views. So there, look, there I stop. There I stand. Audio Mo, Ernie's little tent seems to be spreading its wings, and but it's been a heck of a good listen. Bye.